This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Let's bring in Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey now to talk a little bit about the Penguins' recent moves, the direction of the team. Dan, what's going on, man? How are you?
Wait, did you just call hockey fans more logical?
I think, yes, at this very moment, only this moment, Dan, are hockey fans more logical than baseball fans.
I have to get on Twitter. I have to see this going on. This sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's something. I've blocked two people because they decided to use words that I don't really want to see on my timeline. And then people saying, well, so what? It's just batting practice. I'm like, I didn't ever think it was anything more than that. I spent the first hour of the show talking about how it's not any sort of referendum on him as a baseball player, but hey.
Yeah,
I'm trying to win Twitter, Dan. I can't do it.
We become canvases for people's emotions, don't we?
That's it. Yep. We're just a pincushion or a target or whatever you want to talk about. So, all right, man, let's talk about something else. I want to back up here, and I'm going to start. This isn't obviously the most topical thing with the team, but did the Matt Dumba trade catch you by surprise? And what was your, you know, kind of assessment about what that says about the Penguins?
No, I don't think it did. I think towards the end of the season, or maybe just after the end of the season, we had him on one of our salary dump trade possibility lists. And, you know, to see it come through at this point, I think it was interesting in so much as the Erik Karlsson trade hasn't happened yet. And it doesn't even seem like we're close to it. From that standpoint, I was a little bit taken aback by it because now there are essentially six right-handed defensemen who could or should play in the NHL next season, including a couple of young guys, Jack St. Ivany and Harrison Brunick. So the timing's a little odd, or it just is a big harbinger of what's to come in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so let me ask you about what's to come in the next couple of weeks. Does this mean that Erik Karlsson is gone, or that's what they would like to do? How do you sort out a six-man logjam on the right side?
I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer that Erik Karlsson goes and you just get the best offer this summer. You don't wait for a certain price on Karlsson like you would Rickard Rakell or Brian Rust. To me, this is a whole different situation where you have to move him. I just don't think he doesn't fit in the entire team mindset, the motif with all these young guys coming in, where winning isn't important. 2 years left, he's not going to be here for any sort of winning. And if he plays really well, all he can do is sort of help your team just enough to get a worse draft pick. So yeah, I think he has to, but I mean, obviously beating the bushes myself and reading the national reports, nobody has anything hot on this topic yet.
You still think they can trade him though, eventually?
I mean, they're not going to get a boatload for him. You know, I think my best guess or my high estimate would be, say, a B-level prospect and a second-round pick. If they achieve that for Erik Karlsson, call it a day, sign the papers, send it to the league, and be done with it. I think that would be kind of a win for Kyle Dubas. I mean, yeah, the way you ask the question, you know as well as I do, Karlsson was so bad with the Penguins this season, and it wasn't physical. You know, it wasn't like he was hurt and gutting through it, at least after the first few weeks anyway. It was just an incongruence with the entire situation, and that really can't continue.
That's a good word, Dan. Incongruence. I like that. Well done. All right, so in a fast forward a couple days, Arturs Shelovs, I believe this was Sunday, maybe it was yesterday, they all blend together at this point. Penguins make a deal for a goaltender. Certainly seems like this guy could wind up with the NHL club. Is that a fair assessment? And what does this mean for Tristan Jarry's future?
Well, it doesn't really affect Tristan Jarry right now, because Shelovs certainly, he had that great playoff run at the end of 23-24. He kind of comes in as the Johan Hedberg, the white knight to save the day for Van. What's that?
The moose.
He comes in. He gets them out of the first round. They looked dead in the water, and they take Edmonton to seven games in round two. And he's kind of the toast of the town. Last year, he hit the skids, sent back to the AHL. I think he only played like 10 NHL games and had a pretty brutal save percentage in those 10 games. So what he is insurance and competition against and for Joel Blomqvist. Because, I mean, look, Blomqvist got lit up at midseason last year, right? He did not look any part the NHL goaltender. They needed some sort of presence, be it, you know, kind of a downtrodden veteran or a young guy like Shelovs who has upside to come in and you know, push Blomqvist, or simply take his spot behind Jarry. And hey, worst case scenario, he takes Jarry's job, which I don't think the Penguins would mind, or just kind of holds the fort until Sergei Muroshov is ready.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, Dan, and we're chatting with Dan Kongerski of Pittsburgh Hockey Now. You can read Dan's stuff, of course, at Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Follow him on Twitter or X at the Dan Kongerski. I was going to ask you about Murashov, Dan. Does that mean, in your mind, and I know we don't know this for sure because we need to see games and development, but Murashov is probably best served spending more time at the American Hockey League? Is that your read on it at this point?
Yeah, I think, and I don't remember if it was public comment or made just to me on one of my Wilkes-Barre trips, but even Jason Spezza, who's the GM of Wilkes-Barre, said he had a few rough edges he still had to work out. And I sort of believe that. He was pretty good in the playoffs for Wilkes-Barre, and when they were swept out in two games, but they were kind of just awkward, unique games that I don't put a lot of stock into. He was pretty good, but there were still some rebound issues, and there were still a couple of things to work out. I don't know. I mean, Matt Murray took an extra couple of months, I guess, when he was on the doorstep, came up in January to kind of push Marc-Andre Fleury back in 16. So I suppose that is kind of what I see for Murashov as well. If all goes according to plan, let's call it December, January, February, his arrival should be planned.
All right, Dan. So I'm going to offer an extreme opinion. Maybe it's not extreme. I want you to tell me that I'm crazy or agree with me or just what your reaction is to it. I mean, give me a reason why they shouldn't tank for Gavin McKenna at this point. I don't see it. Well, I can't come up with a reason why not to do this.
Well, when you say tank, that sort of implies that the team doesn't care about winning games. I don't think that's the right environment to raise a couple of prospects, or actually a handful, when you look at how many, let's call them kids, will be in the lineup by midseason. I mean, you're talking McGroarty, Koivunen, Pickering, Tristan Broz, maybe Avery Hayes, heck, maybe Bill Zonin, who looked really good in development camp, kind of makes the team. And you don't want that losing stench on you. You know, there's been a lot of teams that got that stench and it doesn't go away easily. You know, we're talking like the Buffaloes, the San Jose's, even Detroit is still 7 years later trying to distance itself from how bad things got. Now, can Kyle Dubas do some things that make it maybe more difficult? Yes, and I think he's doing that with trades like Dumba and maybe, you know, these other trades coming up when he moves out Ricard Raquel or Brian Rust or you know, whomever else. He can certainly weaken the team while maintaining some sort of air of trying to build for the future.
So we're in a semantics argument then.
I guess. Yeah, a little
They're
bit.
They're trying
yeah.
to win shorthanded.
Yes. How's that? Okay. I'll go with that.
All right. They should try to win shorthanded instead of and you know what, Dan? I'm joking, but you're absolutely right. That is a good point. Like, you don't want to create a culture where it's like trying to lose. You just, you know, you're realistic about how much you're trying to win, I guess.
Well, I'm old enough to remember the New York Islanders trying to turn the page in the late 90s and early 2000s. And they literally just went nuts with prospects and tons of really talented and high draft picks. On paper, they should have been really good, and they were terrible because they didn't have that sort of foundation and culture built in, and it imploded. I think that's something to keep in mind. You have to keep some guardrails.
All right. So a question about Ricard Raquel and Brian Rust, Dan, and we're chatting with Dan Kongerski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Dan, do you expect both to be gone, one to be gone, neither to be gone? Is there somebody who's more likely than the other? Just where are you at with those two forwards?
My belief has been that Ricard Raquel is the one who gets traded, and there's a decent enough chance that Brian Rust sticks around, not just for half the season and gets traded at the deadline, but for the remainder of his contract, because he is one of those guardrails. I think I kind of wrote about this during development camp when Will Horkoff was just gushing about Sidney Crosby. Like, he got a call and a text from Sidney Crosby, and he was, you know, joking, but also honest, like, wow, like, what do I say? This is Sidney Crosby. There is a certain idolization of Crosby that these young guys have, which I think would create not the best atmosphere for Crosby to be the captain to lead them. Like, he can't point a finger and say, hey, step it up this period, or you have to play harder or play better. I think it would land differently than if Brian Rust or, you know, one of the other team leaders said that to them. So you have to keep a guy like Rust, or at least a couple of guys like Rust, who really give a damn about being a Pittsburgh Penguin, around Sidney Crosby, you know, for the young guys, for that leadership. Again, guardrails.
I like that. Last question for Dan Kangurski. Dan, between now and, let's just say, training camp, to pick a date, are there any moves that you're looking at Kyle Dubas to make, anything he still needs to do, or is this pretty much set in terms of what they're going to take to camp?
Well, I don't think it's set at all. They've got a glut of forwards. We did the math, and it's like, let's call it 18 forwards. It could be as many as 19 if you add a couple of these first-round picks. Guys who should or certainly want a good look in training camp. And you really don't want to take that many forwards for a two-week process, let's call it, because the prospects tournament ends on the 16th. I assume training camp begins a couple of days after that. The season opener is October 7th. So you really have a very truncated training camp to install a new system, to get the new coach to install his culture and all of his buzzwords and all of that. You don't want such a gaggle of players. You don't want six right side defensemen, 19 forwards, all fighting for NHL spots. You have to pare that down a bit. So I think you'll see some people out the door before the end of the summer.
Dan Kangurski, thanks so much, man. Always a pleasure. Stay well.
Thanks, Jay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.